So that's number one.
Right.
Let's express the hope that the dead cows stay on your, around your doorstep pretty long, start stinking.
Yeah.
You get in trouble. That's number one. Now, number two, tell him for God's sakes not to let him extend it and rewrite it and add to it, much to the GSA, because I want to rely on the GSA as much as I can, and I hope he doesn't have to go over 30 days, and he doesn't, except unless he wants to just please Rivers.
Yeah.
I think we're in a position to tell Rivers now, not ask him. And I'd tell him 30 days, just say the president doesn't want to go over 30 days. He doesn't think he ought to mention any day, because it means that that day he mentions. If it's 2 days or 10 days, he's not commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And it means 30 days he's not commander-in-chief, but you've already got that with GSA on other dispositions. But he gives you his commitment, number one, that during the time that Congress is out of session and he is president, that he will not close any bases except in case of emergency without notifying the leadership and the chairman of the committee, and they can call themselves back if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
In case of emergency, like Omaha being under attack or radiation or pollution or something, he would do it. Then on the other days that we notify them 30 days while Congress is in session. We prefer it not to mention any days. It'd take us 90 days to close one, and we'll tell them. But if they've got to have days, make it 30, like a GSA, so that I can say I'm just agreed to go along with what another president had already said.
Right.
But if they shove me further, just say you just don't believe you'll go over 30 days. Now, if they can't negotiate that, let me negotiate with Rivers.
Okay.
I've talked to him, and I've talked to a good many of the leaders. I talked to Dirksen this morning. I talked to Mansfield, and I haven't found a man that's really with them except Pike of New York and Shelf of Kentucky and Hebert, and Rivers wasn't even. He said, well, if you all would talk to us, if you just won't treat us well, we were at NATO, and so on and so forth. And I said, well, now, listen, Admiral Rivers, you don't want to be commander-in-chief, and don't go too far here. And he choked up pretty quick and settled down and said, well, I think we can get together without any trouble. I'm ready to do it, You send a message out here, ready to do it right now.
That's a bunch of crap. You can't depend on him 30 seconds, Mr. President. We've been in touch with him 4 times this morning, and we've tried umpteen different formulas, and he keeps pushing for something tougher. But as far as I'm concerned, I tell him to go to hell.
Well, I'll just tell him
30 days, and that's it, period. If he wants to put anything else in, he's going to run another veto.
All right, just tell him that.
Okay, fine.